The KTOY Sunday Show is brought to you by Village Communities of Texarkana, Texas. The Sunday Show is a weekly forum to discuss issues affecting our community. Now, here are your hosts, Mark White and LaTanya Michelle.
Love rises, honey buns. This is the Sunday Show with LaTanya Michelle
and Mark White.
Did you cut me off? It's Sunday, April 28th. KTOY Radio 104.7 produces the Sunday Show.
We bring it to you live each Sunday morning from 9 until 10 a.m. Our phone lines are always open, and we welcome your questions and comments at 903-794-1047. The opinions expressed on the Sunday Show are the host only and aren't representative of KTOY nor the Texas County Media Center. No, I did not cut you off.
You did. I didn't even get to the "and" part.
Well, yes, you did. I heard the "and," and I just anticipated that you were going to see it.
It's a good thing we don't have parents involved in this, because we'd be in trouble right now.
I see that right now. That's going to surely happen.
Hey, everybody.
Yeah, well, it's been another good week. It's raining out today, so for all of you who are going to step out of the house today, please be careful. Please be mindful that the roads are slick, and take your time. It's not, you don't have to be in no hurry. As always, it was another good week in Texarkana, as always. We certainly appreciate that. A couple announcements. I want to make sure that everybody knows that tomorrow, if you want to get you a good laugh, you want to see a couple people trying to bowl tomorrow, please come out to the Strikeout Child Abuse Bowl-a-thon. It's going to be, of course, at the Holiday Bowl at 3408 North State Line, Texarkana. Starts at 6 o'clock. LaTanya and myself will be out there trying to toss those balls down the alley there. We're there for charity. Listen, even if you don't come to bowl, please bring something, t-shirts, undergarments, socks, whatever it is that you can donate. They're going to have boxes there. That's to help those people who are going through it's those who've been abused and they've been finding new homes so they can have some things. Please just come right out. It's benefit to Children's Society. Please, by all means, step out and come and take a look at it.
The items they need ranges from newborn to 18-year-olds.
Absolutely, yeah.
Remember that part.
Yep, everything from newborn to 18-year-olds, so diapers, everything, to 18-year-olds. You know what 18-year-olds need.
All right.
First annual T-Tip Day. A day of prayer in honor of Xavier Rawlins. We're going to have that on Monday, the 17th of June. Can you believe it? We're almost in May. How about that?
Wow.
It's going to be at Bell Park, Lincoln Park, at 3208 Lincoln, Texarkana, Texas. If you want more information, please contact Charlotte Rawlins at 469-554-1090. So we got a lot of stuff going on and going to be going on in the Texarkana area this year. We're going to have the – go ahead.
The first annual Let It Out, Walk to the End, Domestic Violence and Abuse, Saturday, May 18, 2024, at 10:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. from Texarkana College, Tucker Street parking lot to Beverly parking lot, which is the Boys and Girls Club. This is sponsored by – not sure. Love yourself tag, hashtag love yourself.
Mm-hmm.
After the walk, Sonia Henry, the founder of Let It Out, will give her testimony on her bout with domestic violence and abuse.
All right. And of course, as always here at Texarkana Media Center, there's the Backyard Barbecue. They're going to win a big green egg plus all the meat for your grill and tickets to the water park for your family and the Ultimate Backyard Barbecue Giveaway. Enter by scanning the QR code during the live road shows or participating sponsors. Flying Burger, Unclaimed Furniture, Texas Freedom, Metal Mark, iFurniture, The Bin Store, and more. Precision Paint and Body, Wingstops, or Honda. So please, get yourself involved in that. There's an opportunity to win a green egg. Everybody knows those green eggs are expensive.
So what's a green egg?
That ceramic cooker, that smoker there.
Oh, okay.
They're a little pricey. So they have an opportunity to win that. Plus, they're going to have some groceries to put on it. Then they're going to get tickets to go up to Magic Springs. and have a good time at the water park.
Oh, in Hot Springs. Yeah. Oh, I thought you were talking about the water park.
That's no, not the big damn park. No. Okay. I'm talking about the one up in Magic Springs.
Oh, that's been out for a long time. Because I was, Lord. Okay,
Yeah. All right. That's what's going on in Texarkana. Of course, you know, we're still in the middle of the political season. Of course, one of the individuals that the Republican nominee is going through his trials right now, the criminal trial in New York. It's in day number 10. You know, it's quite interesting. Been a lot of back and forth on that, so you know, we'll keep an eye on that to see how that's going to come out. Overall, the country is still doing good. Unfortunately, the GDP did drop down to 1.6%, which is a little bit less than what they expected, but the country economically is still strong. I know that we're still contending with high gas prices and high food prices. Of course, I told you, as always, anything going on in the Middle East always affects crude oil prices, which is gasoline is made from. So because of this conflict that they got going on with Israel and Hamas, and then all the proxies are the Islamic Republic of Iran, and then Iran itself, there's a lot going on. So hopefully they can kind of keep that de-escalated so they can keep things under control there. For the most part, you know, we want to make sure that we don't send boys and girls, our men and women of armed services, over to foreign lands to do any type of battling. The president of the United States doesn't want that. So we definitely want to encourage that. One thing I want to make sure I get you guys out there, even though we're in the midst of political season, please, 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 whatever you do, take the time to register to vote. This is the time. Do not wait till October. It is April. May is fast approaching. Please take this opportunity to get yourself registered. And then when you register, exercise that right and vote. All elections have consequences. This is a consequential election. Please, please, please. Get out there, make sure you get registered, and then take the opportunity to vote.
And take the time to research the politician.
Yeah.
Do Find not out. Just yeah. do any, many, mighty, mo.
Right.
Find out who stands for what you stand
right.
for.
Right, exactly.
Because it's crazy out there.
It's crazy out there.
All I got a question for you.
Sure.
Have we heard any updates on the Baltimore ship disaster?
No, other than the fact that they've been trying to get all the mangled metal off it. I think they finally let the crew off the ship.
Finally let them off the crew. Have they figured out, is it still ruled an accident?
Right now, it's still ruled an accident. We hadn't heard anything else other than that. It's still ruled an accident. They finally let the crew off. They're getting the mangled metal work because naturally, one, they want to make sure they can find whatever lost souls that was still, they have been unaccounted for. And number two, they want to get that seaway open so they can get that, because, you know, that's the second busiest port for the United States. So, on the eastern seaboard of the United States. So it's important they got to get that open. So they're spending all that time taking care of that. But no, there hasn't been anything other than the second. Accident.
We will keep y'all updated on that topic.
Without any question. All right. Listen, before we take off, I want you to know we got a very, very special guest in studio today. So I want you to tell everybody that who can hear this radio program, call your friends, call your relatives, and tell them to tune in, because we got a special guest in studio today. And as soon as we take this break, we'll be right back to introduce that guest.
We'll be right back with more of The Sunday Show with Mark White and LaTanya Michelle. Brought to you by Village Communities of Texarkana, Texas on 104.7 KTOY.
At Precision Paint and Body, they care about your car. Whether a fender bender or total repair, Precision Paint and Body specializes in collision repair, so your damaged vehicle comes home looking new again. Now carrying and installing all automotive accessories, including lift kits, side steps, spray-on bed liners, and bed covers. At Precision Paint and Body, they work with insurance agencies, but they always work for their customers. Locally owned and operated at 7760 Hampton Road. When you have a collision, call Precision, 903-823-2556.
Is reviewing life insurance on your to-do list? Now's the perfect time to add it. A friend recently told me that securing life insurance sooner rather than later can help you lock in lower rates for years to come. So I bumped this up on my list and got it done. I called SelectQuote and couldn't believe how easy and affordable life insurance is. I'm 40 and got a $500,000 policy for $16 a month. My husband's also 40 and his $500,000 policy was only $18 a month. Plus, with SelectQuote's same-day coverage, there was no medical exam required, and we were covered by the time we hung up. Knowing I have this checked off my list feels amazing, but the peace of mind knowing my family is protected feels even better.
Call SelectQuote at 1-800-556-9191. That's 1-800-556-9191. Or go to SelectQuote.com to get your free quote today. 1-800-556-9191. Details on example rate at SelectQuote.com.
TISD wants to recognize their amazing teaching staff this month. Teachers play an important role in the lives of their students. They support, inspire, motivate, and bring learning to life. Our teachers offer our students and communities so much and have worked hard to overcome the hurdles they've faced the last few years. TISD wants to say thank you for all you do to enrich the lives of our children. Texarkana ISD. Innovate. Lead. Excel.
At KTLY, we've put together everything you need for the ultimate backyard barbecue. From a big green egg to gift cards for your meat and passes to take the family to the water park. We give it all away right before Memorial Day. Enter by scanning the QR code at one of our live roadshows this month. Your location,
including Metal Mart, Flying Burger, iFurniture, and Texas Freedom.
The ultimate backyard barbecue giveaway is back from Texarkana's R&B, 104.7 KTLY.
Now back to the Sunday Show with Mark White and LaTonya Michelle. Brought to you by Village Communities of Texarkana, Texas.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. As always, we appreciate having you here on the Sunday Show. Before we get into our special guest, let me also say I want to thank all the teachers, no matter what district you're in, whether you are TASD, TISD, LEISD, or PGISD.
Okay.
Thank you for all the hard work and effort that you put in to educate our young folks so they can get an opportunity at life. I know it's not easy. I know that it can be difficult at times. I know it's frustrating at times. I know there's a lot of rules and regulations you got to go through. But thank you, thank you, thank you for all that you do. Administrators as well. I know there's a lot that you guys got to go through. So appreciate that. Now.
That was a great setup.
Thank you.
That was a great setup.
Appreciate
okay, go
that.
Ahead.
Now, we have, listen, we can't be any prouder as a member of the Texarkana area to have this special guest in studio with us this morning. I want to introduce, and I'm going to give him all the opportunity to yik-yak because I don't want to take up nothing from him. We got Dr. Lloyd Jackson, the new superintendent of Texarkana, Arkansas School District in the studio with us. Good morning, Dr. Jackson.
Good morning. Good morning. Excited to be in this space.
We are
excited.
Congratulations. Congratulations. That's right. On your new job, an appointment that you are now the boss stops here.
The buck stops here.
Yeah,
for sure.
That's what's up. It's certainly a privilege to have you in the studio this morning. I know that there are quite a few people in the area who know you because you are native, but I want to get an opportunity to introduce yourself, so I'm going to let you have it. Talk about Dr. Jackson.
Well, that's the easy part. I want to begin by saying thank you for the opportunity to show up in this space and have a chance to talk about some of the great things that are happening within the Texarkana, Arkansas School District. But who's leading it? That's the question people want to know the answer to, and I'll share that. Because I've been away for 25 years. Mm-hmm. I am from Texarkana, graduated from Texarkana, Arkansas High School in 1998. Mm-hmm. I have had a journey which has been pretty awesome. Mm-hmm. And certainly God led mm-hmm. along this journey. Mm-hmm. But that started here. Mm-hmm. If had not been for grown people, as I call them, mm-hmm. who poured into me and asked me questions that I had to have answers to, like, where are you going to college? Mm-hmm. I don't know, but let me figure that out. Mm-hmm. What's your ACT score? Mm-hmm. ACT.
What is that?
And people who really then, not only by their words, but by their deeds, mm-hmm. poured into me and lifted me up and pushed me forward. Because I'm that first-generation college student.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
And so
wow.
No one in my home knew what a college degree was.
Okay. That's amazing.
And so, again...
Wow.
Texan Arkansas School District propelled me
to that
next level of where we're headed. Did a lot of things while I was here in Texarkana. When it came to being on campus, was student body president, got a chance to be involved in all of the organizations.
Yeah, I heard that you were the president of everything.
Man, I this po' boy from Bramble Courts did all I could. Okay. Yeah, so people see the story now, and I'm going to get a chance to share some more about the story. They see the story now, but I'm reminded every day of why I am who I am and that I'm not supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
Who I am. There is nothing in my background, in my lineage, in my pedigree that says you should have a doctorate.
Yes, right.
Nothing that says you should be the superintendent.
Right.
Nothing that says you really should be on this side of a prison cell. But by the grace, we're here. And so I am excited to be in this work. And so I got a chance to go off to Henderson to get a bachelor's and a master's. Got a bachelor's in mathematics. Got a master's in educational leadership. Spent some time teaching mathematics at the high school level. Loved it. Had a blast doing it.
Were you one of those cool teachers?
I like to think I was.
Did the students tell you that you was cool?
I still get it today.
Okay.
So I won't too much bragging on that.
Okay. All right.
I think I'm a cool superintendent.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was a cool teacher. And it wasn't about me trying to make friends with students.
Right.
It really was. They knew that I loved them.
Loved them. That's
and I love them unconditionally.
Right.
And students, much like many of us, they don't really care how much you know until they know how much you care.
Yes.
So I treated students like I was treated in Texas and Arkansas School District.
Okay.
Like I was somebody important. Like I was someone who had a future ahead of me, and I wanted to be poured into in that way. So I got a chance to be a math teacher at the high school level, went into administration as an assistant principal at the middle school level. Then I went into the high school principalship.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll pause there for a moment, because one of the toughest jobs in any system is being a high school principal.
Yeah.
One of the most rewarding jobs in any school system is being a high school principal.
Mm-hmm.
Because the shortest turnaround to see your investment is at the
high school level.
Because
you
invest in them in 4 years, in most cases, and you get to see a return on investment in about a year when they leave you, going off to college or into the workforce. Exciting to get a chance to do that work, and then got the opportunity to be deputy superintendent. Much of my career was in the Hot Springs School District.
Okay.
So I spent 14 years in Hot Springs. Wouldn't trade a thing for it, because it prepared me for what I'm doing today.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a place that I'd spent all of my career, minus the year in Arkadelphia. And so I wanted to do something different. I wanted to try something that was larger than Hot Springs. And I got a chance to go to Kansas City.
Okay.
So I spent 4 years
Which
as assistant
one?
Superintendent.
Missouri
the Missouri side.
Okay, because it's too
there.
Okay.
Exactly. No, so I'm loving these border cities.
Okay, right.
There you go.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I got to Kansas City, Missouri. Then again, when I got there, what I saw were a bunch of hungry students. It was instead of 3,000 of them, I got a chance to work with 15,000 of them at a larger scale, doing some of the same work. Got to see some systems, some structures in order to move schools forward. Did some great work in Kansas City. That system had not been accredited as a school system fully in 20 years. And we spent as a team a couple of years in that space, and we got them fully accredited. So we put some things in place. We had some systems, some structures, and those kind of things. I get a chance to come now and to my hometown, come full circle as the Texas and Arkansas School District Superintendent, and see what can we do in this space from the experiences I've had in Hot Springs and in Kansas City. What can I use to leverage and move our system in even more towards greatness as a system? So I'm excited to be here. On my way here, I did make a stop in Arkadelphia as the chief development officer for Henderson State University. Again, I told you I had 2 degrees from there. My doctorate is from University of Arkansas at Little Rock. But I got bachelor's and a master's from Henderson. They asked me to come and do some fundraising for them. It's a new gig for me.
I like that.
But an opportunity to come back home, come to Arkansas, and to pour into another space that gave me an opportunity. Because
I like that.
There's a whole story even around Henderson and how I landed there. Every step along this journey, I can see the footprints of God. And it's been exciting to watch it.
Wow.
Wow. Listen, the buzz, they're talking about you in the barbershops. They're talking about you at the store. Everybody is glad. No one is saying that you're not qualified for the job. That's not being said. So let's get that out the way.
There it is.
All right. And everybody's saying, and that's why I tell you, a lot of the stuff that we've been, I've been getting back, the feedback is that they're not surprised, okay? That it was expected because you've been in leadership ever since they've known you at high school, and a lot of people who went to school with you here are the ones who are saying those things. They're not surprised that you ended up with the job. They are very glad to see that you did get the job. It's a definite pleasure to have the opportunity to have you come full circle back in the Texarkana area, you know, that's from 98 until now. And that's good because you got those experiences out in a way that brings back some stuff back into the area that we probably could use, you know, in that school district.
I have a question before we get into the now. I want to go back in the past. You said that you didn't really have the family history of the leadership that you've taken. What was it? You being from the courts,
yep,
just the average, typical young man or whatever, was your father around?
Nope.
Father wasn't around or whatever. What is it that put that determination in you where you said, oh, I could lead, I could be the president of this stuff, I could run for the student body? What do you remember?
I remember very vividly that turning point.
Okay.
Up until fifth grade, we had literally moved around the state of Arkansas to attend. I attended 10 different elementary schools.
Wow.
In Hope, Stamps,
wow,
Malvern, Hot Springs, Conway, Pine Bluff, Monticello.
Oh, wow.
That's elementary. That's kindergarten through fifth grade.
Wow.
And we landed in Texarkana my fifth grade year on the Texarkana, Texas side at Dunbar Elementary.
Dunbar.
I remember it like it was yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
But it was in Stamps, Arkansas, my fifth grade year, first part of my fifth grade year. I was sitting in my fifth grade classroom, which is one of 20 classes I've been in over time.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw a group of students who got a chance to leave campus.
Okay.
They left my room. And I asked my teacher, I said, where are they going?
Right.
And she said, well, they're going to GT. And GT stands for what?
Gifted and Talented.
Gifted and Talented.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, so how do I do that? Well, you got to take a test in order to go to GT.
Mm-hmm.
So I went home and I said, Mama, I need you to tell my teacher I need to take a test for GT.
Because you didn't want to sit in that class.
I wanted to go take trips too.
Mm-hmm.
And so that competitive spirit.
I love it.
That drive to do. If you can do it, I can do it.
Absolutely.
And I can probably try and do it better.
Better than you, right.
Is my goal. And so that began that journey of academic prowess, of trying to do what I can academically. Because I didn't make my first A until fifth grade.
Mm. What?
I was that D student who I came into a new environment every 4 or 5 months.
It was hard.
And so I'm just trying to figure out how to make this thing happen.
Right.
I was also that kid who I would get just enough check marks by my name in elementary school so I can do lunch detention.
Mm.
So I didn't have to go outside and socialize.
Mm-hmm.
Because
so
it's
an
a new world.
Or
not
you
really.
Said no.
I was just survival.
No.
Because of all the change. Yeah.
Wow.
I'm going to go out there and deal with the people on the playground. So let me just hang out in the cafeteria, do what I want to do, be by myself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good with that.
Mm-hmm.
But then I got a chance to see that there are things we can do and have fun in education.
Yes.
So it happens in fifth grade for me. And that just blossomed for me. And then that competitive spirit kicked in from then on. Because the thing I didn't share was out of 344 people who graduated with me in 1998, I was number 9.
Okay.
Wow. That's amazing.
So I was in the top 10.
That's amazing.
Of our graduating
class.
That's
amazing.
Yeah.
So that competitive spirit moved it forward.
It's important that we hear stories like this.
Right.
It's very important, especially I'm a big advocate of black men. So I love to hear the winning stories because we always hear the negative stories.
Absolutely.
So this is very significant.
Yeah.
Okay, now we can move on to the present.
I actually want to stay right there. So if you say it was fifth grade, so was it the fact that you saw those kids leaving, or was there a teacher involved in that area that said, hey, I see potential in you, Lloyd, and I need for you to focus on this?
In fifth grade, it was those kids leaving that room.
Okay.
It was him.
And over time, and she may have very well have been pushing into me and pouring into me, mm-hmm. but I didn't grab it in that moment. Mm-hmm. But when I saw four or five of my folks leave out of the room, like, where they're doing this regularly. Yeah. I'm like, I want to go on field trips. Mm-hmm. I want to go have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
But over time, it has been people who have done just that.
Mm-hmm.
Who said, you know, and they may not have said it that way, but they've simply said, man, you have a talent.
Mm-hmm.
You have a gift. Why don't you come and do this? And so I volunteered a lot in the community.
Mm-hmm.
Got a chance to be and serve on different committees and in work, do workshops and mm-hmm. things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
I have been, as my colleagues and peers would share, I have been leading for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because I just enjoy leading.
Mm-hmm.
And it's leading my peers and certainly leading those around me. And in some cases, as I get a chance to do now, even those who've been in this work longer than I've been alive,
mm-hmm.
I get a chance to lead.
What is your definition of leadership?
Leadership for me simply is helping someone see their full potential, even when they don't know they have that potential.
Mm-hmm.
I love this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
God.
Yeah. Because good. You can have followers.
Exactly.
That doesn't mean you're leading.
Exactly.
But they're
exactly.
just taking mm-hmm. a trip.
Exactly.
If
they're not mm-hmm. rising.
But when you walk away from the path,
right.
do they continue to move forward?
Right.
Or they continue to rise? Because it's easy to do stuff when you're being micromanaged.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
But
exactly.
When the leader steps away, what's happening?
Mm-hmm.
What decisions are they able to make? And so I want people to go into their full potential. And so my goal is to see potential in people, help them see the potential in themselves, and give them all the support they need in order to rise to their
That's a true
potential.
Leader. That's, to me, that's a true
Absolutely.
Leader.
Absolutely. Wow. listen, if you want to speak with Dr. Jackson, we're always, listen, please give us a call, 903-794-1047. We're hoping that you get an opportunity because, listen, he's going to be busy. This may be the only chance that you can actually do a one-on-one with him unless you make an appointment with Dr. Jackson here. So we're glad to have him in studio as always this morning. So, you know, Dr. Jackson, you said that you were from the Bramble. And so what we want to do, especially in particular for black males, let's not make excuses to say that we can't do it. Because here we have an example mm-hmm. of a young man who was in the Bramble, and look at where he is right now. And so you can't sit there and say, oh, well, I just ain't going to do it, or, well, my dad's not here, or whatever the excuse may be, whatever the environment is. You got to want to do this.
Yep.
And just like those kids going on the field trips to change your mind, it's something out there that will change the mind of another young person, in particular a black male, that says, hey, what are they doing? Where are they going? And so they need to ask the same question like you did in order to get that opportunity like you did.
And I'll share this. This is one of the most overwhelming parts about coming home. When I say Bramble Courts, when I say Smith Keys, when mm-hmm. I say Bowie Court, Stevens Courts,
mm-hmm.
It's not just a story I'm telling.
Mm-hmm.
In Hot Springs, I can say that. And, oh, that's cute. I don't know what that is.
Mm-hmm.
When I go to Kansas City, they're really like, okay. But when I come home, people, it connects
right.
and it lands.
Mm-hmm.
And to be able to have that story
mm-hmm.
and it be reality one, but for young people who still in those spaces get mm-hmm. a chance to see
mm-hmm.
this opportunity. That's,
right.
that's exciting for me.
Yes.
And it's also a burden that I take on and I don't take on lightly.
Mm-hmm.
When I show up in a space, I realize, just this last week, I have spent time on campuses across our system
mm-hmm.
and we'll spend some more time this coming week
mm-hmm.
on our campuses and to watch the young, because it's been elementary school so far,
mm-hmm.
to watch those young people and their eyes just kind of look up and say,
Who is this?
Right? That's a black man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's not just black boys
right.
who are seeing
right.
that. It's not
yeah.
just
right.
black girls, but
right.
it is
right.
everyone in the room looking up saying, Hold on.
Wait a minute. He looks like me.
Yeah.
Or he don't look like me.
Right.
Yes.
Who is he?
He running this.
So
right.
It is inspiring for me.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly that does not escape me. The opportunity that I have ahead of me. And so I'm excited mm-hmm. about. And because I have overcome, I'm mm-hmm. overcoming. Because every day
mm-hmm.
you're overcoming
exactly.
something.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
I don't accept excuses.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the biggest challenges with working with me mm-hmm. is that I don't want to really hear it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know where there's a will,
there's a way.
There's a way.
Yep.
And so you give me a challenge. What's our solution to that?
Mm-hmm.
I hear it. I get it. Okay. It is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Now what?
Mm-hmm.
Now what? So what? Now what?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a big driving force, because I do believe if you have the will to make it happen,
mm-hmm.
it can happen. Now, will it happen? I'm 25 years in the making.
Mm-hmm.
I am literally 25 years in the making.
Mm-hmm.
I planted seeds 25 years ago, 30 years ago,
mm-hmm.
that people are now able to say, I knew him when.
Mm-hmm.
And he mm-hmm. was a good guy then.
Right.
So my story or my encouragement challenge to people today is that, what seeds are we planting right now?
Exactly.
Because mm-hmm. you never know 15 years from now, 5 years from now.
Who is it going to be the next person?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And who's going to be in your corner, or who's going to say, I remember them when.
Right.
And so plant those good seeds now.
All right. Listen, we're in studio with Dr. Loyal Jackson, the superintendent of TASD. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be right back.
We'll be right back with more of The Sunday Show with Mark White and LaTonya Michelle. Brought to you by Village Communities of Texarkana, Texas on 104.7 KTOY.
The Powerball jackpot from the Arkansas Scholarship Lottery is now more than $1 billion. So, what would you do if you won?
I'd buy a baseball team.
Ooh, I would definitely buy my mom a Tesla so that she can drive cool, look cool.
If I won a jackpot, I'll start a cooking school for the youth in the city.
Got your ticket? If not, visit your local lottery retailer for your chance to win the Powerball jackpot of more than $1 billion. This is winning. Call 1-800-522-4700 for Problem Gambling Helpline.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Minimum purchase required. Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid within promotional period. Go to windowappointmentnow.com for full offer details.
Attention homeowners, do you know when to replace your windows? Feeling too hot or cold? Fog between the glass? Spending too much and expensive energy that literally goes out the window? It's time to replace. And right now you can get a free in-home window consultation and free price quote from Renewal by Anderson. Plus, with our spring savings event, you can buy one window or door and get one 40% off when you buy four or more units. Just text OLD to 200-300 for your free consultation on top quality affordable windows or patio doors for no dollars down, no monthly payments, and no interest for a year. That's right, you don't pay a dime for an entire year. Text OLD to 200-300 to buy one window or door and get one 40% off. And right now, save an extra $30 off every unit. Hurry, this incredible offer is only OLD to 200-300. Text the word OLD to 200-300. OLD to 200-300.
Transform your thinking. Transform your life. Transform your destiny at Transformation Center International in Texarkana. If you've ever wondered why you're here, what your purpose in life is, or who you really are, discover the answers and enjoy life as it is meant to be lived. Transformation Center International is your life center. Join Apostle Dennis Cook as he guides you through God's Word to uncover the message that God wants to give to you. Every week, you discover valuable lessons and insights to help you find more fulfillment in the journey of life. Hear from Apostle Dennis Cook each week at Transformation Center International. Sunday mornings at 9, Wednesday evenings at 7, and on the first Sunday evening of every month, come to the Empowerment Service at 6:30. Transformation Center International, your life center, where you'll find life and life more abundantly. It's at 1111 Hazel Street in Texarkana, Texas. Call 903-280-1051.